Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week is from the contra dance trio Old New England, featuring the late Bob McQuillan on piano, Jane Orszakowski on fiddle, and Deanna Stiles on the flute. We heard the medley Scotty O'Neill, Jane's March, and Alton's Reel. That's from their self-titled CD on Great Meadow Music. This week and next, we'll be focusing our attention on a theme we have not presented before, the musical or vocal trio in folk music, a real triple-decker. Open the program with a revolutionary band that Carolina Chocolate Drops when they were a threesome including Rhiannon Giddens, Dom Flemons, and Sule Greg Wilson. That was the original lineup of the band Sankofa Strings. Why Don't You Do Right is from their recording Genuine Negro Jig on Nonesuch Records. It's written by Kansas Joe McCoy. Triple-decker Part 1 on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
You had plenty money in 1922. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you get out of here and get me some money? 20 years ago, you wouldn't be wandering now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men?
Sheffield, a place of high degree. My parents, they adored me, had no child, only me. I ripped, I roved, I rambled where my fancies led, till I become apprentice and all my joys they fled. The man that I was bound to, he did not use me well. I formed a resolution with him not long to dwell. Unbeknownst to my poor parents, from him I ran away. Steered my course to London, and cursed be the day. There was a lady in London, she chanced to spy me there. She offered me fine payment to stay with her 1 year. Her kind words and promises, with them I did agree, to go with her in London and stay with her 1 year. Been in London but 6 months and 1 day before my foolish mistress grew very fond of me. Her gold and her silver, her houses and her land, if I'd consent to marry her, would be at my command. Oh no, dear honored mistress, I cannot wed with you, for I have made a promise, likewise a solemn vow, to wed no one but Betsy, my beauteous honored maid. Forgive me, my dear mistress, she has my heart betrayed. One morning as I walked out to take the pleasant air, my mistress followed after to view the lilies fair. Gold rings from off her fingers as she did pass me by, she slipped them in my pocket, and for them I must die. Sheriff, he has taken me, it was useless to say. He took me up to justice, tried me before the mayor. He took me up to justice and to the gallows tree. Oh Lord, forgive my mistress, she surely has wronged me. The people all come flocking to see me end my life. There stood my pretty Betsy, my own intended wife. Farewell to sin and sorrow, I bid this world adieu. Farewell, my darling Betsy, I die for loving you.
Listening to trios this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine, and that was Nightingale, made up of Jeremiah McLean on the accordion, Keith Murphy on the guitar, and Becky Tracy on the fiddle. And we heard Jenny's Welcome to Charlie, which was bookended by two tunes from Jeremiah, Eric and the Angels, and Mariposa. That's from the recording 3 by Nightingale. And before that, from a wonderful new recording called Big Bend Killing, the Appalachian ballad tradition, we heard a ballad from the UK called The Sheffield Apprentice, a ballad that was based on the novel Joseph Andrews. We heard Martin Simpson on the banjo, Andy Cutting on the accordion, and Nancy Kerr on the fiddle. Big Bend Killing is on Great Smoky Mountains Association Records. And we let off that set with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, with Why Don't You Do Right from their recording Genuine Negro Jig on Nonesuch Records. Up next, we have a trio of players who spent a lot of time with Doc Watson, David Holt, Brian Sutton, and T. Michael Coleman. From their recording Ready for the Times, here's Travelin' Man on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Let me tell you about a traveling man. His home is down in Tennessee. Makes his living stealing chickens and anything else he can see. One day the sheriff got behind that boy and made him take to the road. Never was a passenger train so fast a jewel couldn't get on board. Traveling man, he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, rambling man, he was the swiftest in the land. Gambling, rambling Joe, they knowed him in every town. He wouldn't stay put, he wouldn't give up, I bet he'd never settle down. Now they sent old Joe to the spring one day for to fetch a pail of water. The distance from the spring to the house was 16 miles and a quarter. He got the bucket of water all right, but stubbed his toe and he fell down. He ran to the house, he got another bucket, caught the water before it hit the ground. Cause he was a traveling man, he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, rambling man, he was the swiftest in the land. Gambling, rambling Joe, they knowed him in every town. He wouldn't stay put, he wouldn't give up, I bet he never settled down. Let me tell you about it. Titanic thought he'd try out the ocean blue, but when he saw that iceberg coming right over the side, he flew. Now the other passengers, they hollered and shouted, they said, look at that great big fool. But when that old boat was sinking, Joe was shooting crafts in Liverpool. I say he was a traveling man, he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, rambling man, he was the swiftest in the land. Gambling, rambling Joe, they knowed him in every town. He wouldn't stay put, he wouldn't give up, I bet he never settled down. What do you think about it, Brian? Finally caught poor old Joe and sentenced him to hang one day. The solemn old judge looked at Joe and said, you got anything to say?
What do you
gotta
say, son?
Joe looked at the judge and jury, said, bow down your head in prayer. He crossed his legs, he winked one eye, went sailing off through the air. Traveling man, he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, rambling man, he was the swiftest in the land. Gambling, rambling Joe, they knowed him in every town. He wouldn't stay put, he wouldn't give up, I bet he'd never settle down.
sail away, go find a lover, go away somewhere brand new. I see no other that compares with you. You belong among the wildflowers. You belong on a boat out at sea. You belong with your love on your arm. You belong somewhere you feel.
In my pocket and my bags are at my door. I'll play one more fiddle tune, then I won't play no more. You'll find me at the station waiting on a northbound train. I'll find the girl who stole my heart, be with her again. Yeah, I'll find the girl who stole my heart, be with her again. Oh, oh, hey, ho, rain and snow, dark down in the hollow. Play for you with a fiddle and bow, and I'll be gone tomorrow. Hey, hey, cloudy day, no sun in the valley. Ever since she went away, well, I sure miss my Sally. Ever since she went away, oh, I sure miss my Sally.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1807. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Old New England, the trio of Bob McQuillan, Jane Orzechowski, and Deanna Stiles. We just heard a couple of tunes, The Kitchen and The Chicago Reel. That's on Great Meadow Music. We're listening to trios this week on our program, and before that, we heard Eric Brace, Peter Cooper, and Tom Jutz with one of Eric's tunes called My Sally. From their new recording, Profiles in Courage, Frailty, and Discomfort. That's on Redbeat Records. And before that, from the Waylon Jennies and their newest recording, 15, which they record a bunch of cover tunes. This was Wildflowers from Tom Petty. Ruth Moody, Heather Massey, and Nikki Mehta make up the Waylon Jennies. That's on Red House Records. And we let off that set with David Holt, Brian Sutton, and T. Michael Coleman, and Travelin' Man from their recording Ready for the Times, and that's on High Windy Audio Music. We're going to open up this next set with a trio known as the Malvinas. They're made up of Beth Cahill, Gina Forsyth, and Lisa Markley. Here's a cowboy song written by Gina called Somewhere Off the Foot of This Mountain on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Summer sun and the fortunes sure as sand. And if I can't get through it all without sighing, I'll sing it the best way I can. They say that a cowboy is not supposed to cry, so they always told me I never knew. So I'll plow through the desert and smile through the pain and pray that these teardrops will turn into rain. Somewhere off the foot of this mountain, somewhere near the bright shining sea, somewhere off the foot of this mountain. They seem really bothered about raising their children these days, 'cause they might grow up and be all kinds of strange things, like how I turned out anyway. Goodbye to my mama, goodbye to my pa. I left for Montana be an outlaw. They found me in Mobile, they lost me somewhere. So whoever else finds me can please take me now. So for me at the end of that rainbow, yeah.
when I get old, losing my hair.
Many years from now,
will you still be sending me a Valentine?
Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
If I've been out to a quarter to three,
would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Sunday mornings go for a ride.
Who in the garden digging the weeds?
Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Every summer we can rent a cottage in Tennessee.
If I don't want too much,
honey, we shall scrimp and save. Precisely what you mean to say.
You're sincerely wasting away.
Give me your answer, fill in the form.
Mine forevermore.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? When I'm 94?
Throne of a fallen clan, way up north in the lonesome glen. 9 years for 300 lost, but they sailed away should the die was cast. From breast they sailed across the main, turned their backs to the winter's sun. Driven hard like a nail out of Bantry Bay, and the union of creed, well, it came undone. This is no sad song sung for you, but it'll ring out bold, it'll ring out true. Come the morning, we'll rise again. Break the chains from the plough and stars, break the chains from the plough and stars, break the chains from the plough and stars. Seeds of souls on fallow ground, while food aplenty did surround. Those mounds of grain grew even higher, those empty bellies they fueled the fire. Pawning all we had to quell those hungry screams during 6 months sad in the lockout of 13. But us arise came a larkin's call. Poor man rise, let the rich man fall. This is no sad song, sung for you. But it'll ring out old, it'll ring out true. Come the morning, we'll rise again. Break the chains from the plough and stars. Break the chains from the plough and stars. Break the chains from the plough and stars. Bodies cast away like from a dirty cell. No skylark song will we hear tonight, just the cries and the anguish of the people's plight. This is no sad song, sung for you. But it'll ring out old, it'll ring out true. And come the morning, we'll rise again. Break the chains from the plough and stars. 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 Break the chains from the plough and stars.
Those were the Jeremiahs from their recording, The Femme Fatale of Maine. And, the history of Ireland kind of encapsulated Plough and Stars from the Jeremiahs. And before that, we heard from Retrograss, made up of David Grisman, John Hartford, and Mike Seeger from their recording of, some derangements of great tunes. We heard When I'm 64, Paul McCartney's classic. Retrograss is on Acoustic Disc Records. And we let off that set with the Malvinas from their recording God Bless the Grass. And a song called Somewhere Off the Foot of This Mountain, written by Gina Forsyth, one of the members of the Malvinas, along with Beth Cahill and Lisa Markley. That's on Suna Songs. We are listening to trios this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. The Loose Acoustic Trio has an interesting way of deranging some songs. Here's one of them. Here's Pinball Wizard from the Loose Acoustic Trio on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Yodo down to Stockton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Oh, 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 oh. He stands there like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers and always playing clean. Plays by intuition, those digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Oh, 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 oh. He's a pinball wizard, he's got to be a twist. Pinball wizard's got such a supple ring. Distractions, can't hear no buzzes or bells. Sees no lights flashing, and he plays by sense of smell. He always gets a replay and never tilts at all. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I was the badly table king, but I just handed my pinball crown to him.
do you think he does it? What makes him so good? Even on my usual table, he can't beat my best. His disciples leave him in, and then he does all the rest. He's got crazy flipper fingers, and never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
I know one day
I leave my home
here. so fair.
And when I'm called,
and when I'm called,
and counted in
that final tally, I know that I will see you there.
From the recording Heart Walk from Cindy Callett, Ellen Epstein, and Michael Ciccone, we heard Farthest Field. Now, they're a trio, but they added a bass. Richard Nisley was singing bass on that particular tune, Heart Walk. That's on their own record label from Cindy, Ellen, and Michael. Beautiful, beautiful. Before that, we heard from the Skirt Lifters, and they're recording a ragtime episode. The band is made up of Clark Buehling, Tom Verdot, and Tom Howard, and we heard Firebell Gallop, a tune published in Chicago in 1889. Skirt Lifters are out of Fayetteville, Arkansas, and record on their own record label. And we let off that set with apologies to Roy Acuff, Pinball Wizard from the Loose Acoustic Trio featuring Ken Cooper, Richie Lawrence, and Steve O'Neill. We heard Pinball Wizard crossed with Wabash Cannonball from the Loose Acoustic Trio's recording Sorrow Be Gone. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we've been presenting Triple Decker this week, part one of a special program focusing on trios, both vocal and instrumental. Part two will be in 2 weeks. Next week, we will celebrate Black History Month on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you've enjoyed our program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This is episode 1807.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening. All over this land, I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I I got a hammer and I got a bell.